February, day five. Causes and things that we're willing to support but not do anything about. Challenging one. This song's going to help. It's a long song. I'm going to talk around it maybe and stuff like that, but what a great topic. Let's think about it as we just listen to this song called Turn It Up by Alan Parsons Project. Take from the album Try Anything Once.
Somebody else, if you can't believe in yourself, you give them the reason to take all the power and wealth. It's no good you trying to sit on the fence and hope that the trouble will pass, 'cause sitting on fences can make you a pain in the ass. If there's something you find to believe in, then the message must get through. So don't just sit in silence when you know what to do. Turn it. If nobody speaks, nothing gets done in the end. There's no confrontation when fantasy makes you its friend. So much injustice, too many lies, we don't have to look very far. But nothing will change if we leave things the way that they are. If there's something you found to believe in, then the message must get through. So don't just sit in silence when you know.
What an awesome song. Leave it playing in the background until it finishes. It's got quite an abrupt ending. Da-da! Yeah, does all that. But I couldn't have said it better myself. There's some lyrics there. Sitting on fences makes you a pain in the ass. And that if there's something that you believe in, the message won't get through. You've got to shout about it sometimes. Is it enough to just like something on a Facebook page? And this was out way before Facebook. So more than 12 years old, more like 20 years old. How awesome are those lyrics, though? What I might do is fade it out and then bring it back in again, because it gets all leery. Go on, we'll have it.
If there's
Oh man. Something you gotta believe in, the message must get through. Don't just sit in silence when you know what to do. I'll turn him off for now and then we'll bring him back because I want to make some thoughts of my own. But what is that all about? We've become a crowd of likers on Facebook. It's not enough, is it? You know, what is it they say? Bad things happen because good men won't speak up. And it means women as well, of course. But it is that. It is that. We don't speak up. We don't volunteer. We say how bad things are, whether it's a refugee crisis. And then someone else will come along and say, well, the Syrian refugee crisis is all, it's the new world order and the elite trying to destabilize the sovereign states and all the rest of it. So then they can come in and whatever. It might be. It might be. But what about that Syrian person who is in a war-torn, ravaged, terrible, despicable situation that's come about by all kinds of, you know, Western whatever, I don't know. Without getting into the debate of the whole thing, we still end up with people that have nothing, they lack. And the best way to know whether someone is genuine or not is to go and get mixed up in it. Go and volunteer at a crisis centre where, you know, people are homeless or people are refugees or people are seeking asylum or people are desperate. Just to back this up a little bit, I've worked in the church I used to go to. We had a bus that we would go out onto the streets. We'd park up in a not so very salubrious part of Birmingham, and we would be there for, we go out onto the street and try and speak to the homeless people and people that were on drugs. The idea was to try and to get them to go for rehab. We had it was part of Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge is a global initiative. It's been going since about the 1950s, I think. Dave Wilkerson started it in New York with the Mau Mau gang and all that kind of thing. Nicky Cruz was one of the infamous members of the gang, but became a Christian and all that. So social change brought about by faith in that case. But social change can happen for many other reasons, because people speak up, because people say, no, this is intolerable. This isn't right. You can't do that just by liking something on a Facebook page. So yeah, so we used to go out and, yeah, of course you'd have to have protection, you know, in the sense that we had walkie-talkies and we got, you know, quite a lot of training, and you would go and sit with these people. And of course there's different levels of homelessness. Again, I'm not going into that debate, but you so often would find the broken, and very quickly though you got a sense that there was at least some kind of sense of community, their own community, that they, stomach's rumbling, that they were kind of in and out of in various ways, but not necessarily the confined communities or the defined communities, sorry, that we think of. But yeah, when you hear their stories, one lady, young girl, must have been 25, incredibly well spoken. I said, what are you doing? She was sat on the floor and I was so surprised that she was there. And I said to her, how, you know, what's your story? How did you get here? And she went, well, I don't know really. She didn't, you know, that just life circumstances had beaten her about a bit and she'd got into wrong crowds and all the rest of it. And suddenly, there she was sitting on a dirty pavement, being homeless. And then you would see people coming out of the clubs or into the clubs, smoking stuff, buying stuff, whatever. And you just thought, you're one level away. It's only going to be that point where you can't afford it anymore. And then that'll be it. You'll be homeless and you'll be addicted to something that you can never satisfy. Just recently, and without going into too much detail, I come from my family they're foster people. I'm fostered. They're lovely. My family are awesome. My mum's always fostered. Foster mum I'm talking about. Mum and dad have always fostered. They fostered a guy, a lad. He was young when he came to us. Had a really difficult life. Always going back to the foster, to the natural parents. You know, you would wean him off us with a view to him going back to them because they'd say they'd want him. And then suddenly they dumped him again and he was back with us and it kept going. Anyway, long and short of it, he's been in and out of prison all his life, and he's been on drugs for a long time. He's been abused, really, in many ways, you know, by gypsy communities and all kinds of stuff. Getting into bad ways, committing crime to get drugs, all kinds of things. And he was out of prison for less than a day a couple of weeks ago and took an overdose and lost his life. The drugs beat him. He was about to go on a rehab thing. They was all set up to go on it. But he obviously took the same drugs that he normally takes. He was given those by the pusher and that was it. And they are pushers. And he's lost his life. So, you know, what do we do about that? We hear these stories all the time. They don't shock us anymore, you know. And we find excuses. We find ways not to believe those stories sometimes, especially when they're on Facebook, because they're to a penny. But they become worthless. And I think, isn't there somewhere in the Bible, in Daniel maybe, where there's a list of things that you can get in Babylon? And as time goes, as it looks almost as if they're in order of worth. So it starts off with like silver, gold, bronze, blah, 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 and goes down to horses and leather. And at the bottom of it, it says men's souls or the souls of men. It's like someone will be able to quote this, hopefully, because I can't remember what verse or anything it is, but I'm sure it's there in Daniel. And that's what we're like now. It's almost as much of a telling of the future, because Daniel's a sister book to Revelation. And it is almost like it's telling a future story, really. And that's where we are. The souls of men are almost worthless now in society sometimes. When you look at what's happening in Syria, other things are more important. Other people's priorities are more important. And we're not just talking about Syria. Syria is a very, very bad place at the moment. And yet it was a completely, you know, is a well-structured country and all the rest of it. Somewhere along the line, there's got to be a justice, hasn't there? And there's got to be a change. But if we don't make it, then someone else will decide what that change is going to be. So, okay, so you might say, well, I can't do anything about Syria, but what can you do about the local homeless situation? What can you do about the poor person that would love it, you know? They might say, oh, I don't need your charity, but I doubt it. You know, what would you carry around in your personal effects so that you could give it to someone that needed it? What would that be? What might that look like? What small thing could you do? You could take it right back. What would you offer if you saw someone crying at a bus stop or on a train? Would you be prepared? What would you do? What would you do? No point in volunteering your thoughts sometimes, because they're not going to receive those. And the most it will do is make you feel a bit better for a while, maybe. But always it's that, could I have done more? Can I do more? Should I do more? Will I do more? I will. You know, if it's work, sign up to things like, you know, the mental health thing, so that you know, the and mind and all that, sign up to something where you can maybe look out for a colleague that you know has mental illness. Become a champion of something, you know. But don't just say that you're it. Do it. Do something about it. Make it happen. Make it count. Make it something that is akin to you. And what you can do within your space, within your life space. It's why I love this Alan Parsons song so much. It says so much to me about what we should be doing. And sometimes you've got to be loud you know, you can be part of a protest movement. You'll be good at something that someone else needs. And you don't have to do it all the time. Of course you don't. But don't leave this life with just the regret that you didn't do enough. Use your talent, use your ability, use your power, use your strength, use something that says, yeah, I can do more than just talk about it. I can do more than just like a Facebook page, or I can do more than just share an article that's terrible about someone else's life, or that's overwhelmingly bad, or an audio or whatever it is that we share, or you know, stand up and be counted. Don't sit on the fence. That's it. I'm going to let this play all the way through. You can turn off, obviously, if you don't want to hear it all again. And I will speak to you all, on the next February for 2016. Enjoying it. Lots of people doing lots of things. It's really good. I'm going to go and listen to some as well. I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When you know what to do.